letting the Fed work. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden says respecting the Federal Reserve and its independence is key to fighting inflation.
I'm not going to interfere with their critically important work. The Fed has dual responsibilities. One, full employment. Two, stable prices.
Despite record low unemployment, inflation has many Americans struggling to pay higher prices for food, housing, and gas. Critics say the Biden administration's spending policies are to blame, but the president insists the pandemic and Russia's invasion of Ukraine are key to higher inflation. A week after a gunman ran into a Texas elementary school and started shooting, the first of 21 funerals began today. Hundreds of mourners turned out for an afternoon mass to remember Amory Jo Garza. A funeral for Matthew Rodriguez also held today in Uvalde, Texas. The two 10-year-old fourth graders were among 19 children and two teachers killed. The Biden administration is sending rocket systems to Ukraine to help the country defend itself from Russia's invasion, but those rockets aren't long-range versions that could be launched into Russia.
As the president said, we won't be sending long-range rockets for use beyond the battlefield in Ukraine.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, the Biden administration is expected to announce another $700 million aid package for Ukraine tomorrow. Former Trump advisor Peter Navarro has revealed in a court filing that he has been subpoenaed to appear before a grand jury this week as part of the Justice Department's probe into the deadly U.S. Capitol riot. That subpoena is the first known instance of prosecutors seeking testimony from someone who worked in President Trump's White House as they investigate the Capitol attack. The Navarro subpoena could signal the Justice Department is widening its probe to examine the activities and records of people who worked directly for the Republican president. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
50 people were shot, at least 9 killed in weekend violence in Chicago.
Two of the incidents over the weekend were classified as mass shootings in which 9 people were shot, one man was killed. In the first of those mass shootings, a 16-year-old girl was injured. Heading into the weekend, Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown said there would be an increased police presence throughout the city, but he added,
going into the summer, homicides overall in the city is down 11%. Going into the summer, shootings are down 16%. In our high-focus violent areas in the city, we have even more decreases in crime.
But as Fox 32 Chicago points out, this Memorial Day violence is the worst for the weekend since 2017. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Actor Kevin Spacey responds to charges he faces in the UK.
Kevin Spacey will appear in a British court voluntarily to address over 4 counts of sexual assault charges and 1 charge of causing a person to engage in penetrative sexual activity without consent. The actor sent a statement to Good Morning America saying he's confident he can prove his innocence. If he does not appear, British authorities plan to seek the actor's formal extradition from the United States. Spacey can be formally charged only following his arrest in England or Wales. His statement to GMA reads, I very much appreciate the Crown Prosecution Service's statement in which they carefully reminded the media and the public that I am entitled to a fair trial and innocent until proven otherwise. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A North Carolina man who won a $10 million lottery prize in 2017 has been sentenced to life in prison without the chance of parole in the 2020 fatal shooting of his girlfriend. 54-year-old Michael Hill was convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced in the death of 23-year-old Kiana Graham. He later confessed to the shooting, saying he was upset that she had been texting with other men. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.